This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Earlier this month, Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, announced a plan to turn some of that city's payphones into hubs for wireless internet service. If it eventually does come to fruition, that plan would give the Big Apple the country's biggest public wireless network. But using payphones to actually, you know, make a call? Still apparently happening, and not only that, netting phone companies millions of dollars. Shruti Pinnamaneni went in search of the highest-earning payphone in Manhattan.
I find the payphone a few blocks from Times Square. It's the kind with a metal kiosk where you can lean in and hide your face. The payphone's been super busy all morning, just not for making phone calls. People use the kiosk to talk on cell phones, light cigarettes, count money. It offers a nook of privacy in a crowded city, says Stanley Shore, the NYC official who oversees payphone companies.
No other city had the payphones that we have. Verizon told me their second largest payphone market was Boston, and they had about 100 payphones.
New York has nearly 10,000.
What is it about New York City that made this?
We walk and talk a lot.
Last year, the city made $1 million from all those quarters used for phone calls. And that is just 10% of what payphone companies earn.
Oh my God, somebody's using payphone just when I was about to give up.
Can you tell me why you were trying to use the payphone just now?
Because my cell phone doesn't work.
Did the payphone work?
No.
That's right. The city's moneymaker payphone is broken. Which brings us back to logistics. The city doesn't install or repair payphones. That's the job of payphone companies. They spend about $60 a month on every phone. Nobody actually keeps track of who's using the phones, except for Mark Thomas.
It's everybody. It's like little kids. It's old people. It's well-dressed. It's shady-looking people. It's a lot of tourists.
Thomas knows because he's been taking photos of these people. For the past 20 years, he ran the Payphone Project, where he studied all aspects of public phones.
I actually love the smell of a filthy payphone. I've noticed sometimes you can smell a mix of maybe one man's cologne with a cigar or all these odd scents all sort of come together on a public phone.
It's 3:30 p.m. After hours of watching people not using the payphone, I meet this group of guys.
And so how often would you say use a payphone? Like every day?
Every other day.
Seriously?
I don't got a phone now.
His name is Wavy. At first, his coworkers don't want to talk to me. Wavy told them it was okay.
I'll tell you something. Well, that's been a drug dealer's dream. You're always selling drugs on the payphones.
This man's friends are not happy about his saying the word drugs.
Something about drugs?
I'm sorry.
He puts on giant sunglasses and lets Wavy do the talking.
If I'm doing business, I'm going to use a payphone because I don't want nobody to get on my line.
The problem with using payphones for this kind of business is that sometimes your own customers get in the way.
Drug users who just try to break the phone so they could take all the money out.
The guy's advice to Mayor Bill de Blasio. Sure, put Wi-Fi in the payphone kiosks. Just don't forget to take out those tempting coin slots. In New York, city of payphones, I'm Shruti Pinnamaneni for Marketplace.